Twelfth Night, the 5th of January, marks the end of the Christmas festivities. By midnight last night, the decorations should have been taken down, the cards put away, and the final traces of the holiday removed. Our neighbours don't know this. The morning after Twelfth Night, we're still surrounded by houses draped in coloured lights and surrounded by reindeer and inflatable Santa Clauses, the owners oblivious to the fact that they are tempting Providence. Some homes still have rotting pumpkins outside, suggesting a lamentable failure to turn over the pages of the calendar at all. Retailers continue to bang the holiday drum, doing their best to persuade us that the season of excess goes on forever. Traditionally, Twelfth Night was the last big splurge of the season, the night before Epiphany, known as the Feast of Fools. It was a happy time of feasting and merrymaking presided over by the Bean King. Traditional Twelfth Night cakes were handed out, in one of which a bean was concealed. Whoever found the bean was declared Bean King for the evening and presided over the revels. I wondered whether this method might be worth considering as an alternative, cheaper and possibly more effective way of choosing presidents. But no doubt the election committees would soon be spending billions of dollars on electronically traceable beans. The point is that Twelfth Night drew a line under the winter Saturnalia. After that, it was back to reality, back to work. Boundaries are good. Beginnings and endings are good. Even limits are good. They give life some sort of structure. But boundaries and limits are not popular these days. They interfere with commerce. If 12 days of Christmas are profitable, 3 dozen days of Christmas must be even more so. Oscar Wilde once said, "Anything becomes a pleasure if one does it once too often." It was intended as irony, but the real irony is that Wilde's quip has become the ruling philosophy of the modern world. Only too much is enough. Indeed, in my travels in New England, I've been amazed to see establishments called Christmas shops that really do trade in tinsel and plush Santa Clauses and plastic trees all year long. Perhaps we need to recover that simple word enough for regular use. That's enough on my plate. That's enough space for a family to live in. That music is loud enough. That's enough time to spend on Christmas. Even the best holiday loses its savour when it never stops. Shakespeare's play Twelfth Night was written to be performed on January the 5th in the year 1601. It opens with these lines spoken by Orsino, the Duke of Illyria. "If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die." 4 centuries later, we can understand exactly how Orsino felt on the 12th day of Christmas. At the end of the play, the clown reminds the audience that the holiday by its nature is brief, that the future is uncertain, that youth will not endure, and just by way of a punchline, that the rain it raineth every day. Last night was Twelfth Night. The party's over. This is David Bouchier.